I've been here in this prison 8 months. I've seen six couriers go from this prison home. I've seen two come back lately. Us couriers should be getting out and having like someone out there like picking us up, saying, "All right, you got your parole. That's number one, and your family, accommodation. That should be, you know, as well with that. Things like that. If we get shown that way." I don't reckon most of the Koori boys will come back. There's Kooris in here that have got to get their teeth done and all that, you know, like health problems. Mm. We've got to fork it out of our spend. Yeah. When there's money out there for us to get it done. Exactly. I've been waiting. That's a good point. Like, I've got a medical on it at the moment. I've been waiting 8 months for this medical to be done. Nothing's happening.
Well, I know in other prisons, they actually bring them out to the dental service to get their stuff done.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Other prisons, this prison here, you know, you got to put in a request. Then that request, you know, you even got to put in a request to see a doctor, you know, and that can take up to a month to see a doctor. You know, for people that's got pain relief, you know, like just say you...
Toothache?
No, not like you got a backache. They'll put you on a methadone program. You know what I mean? They won't go and give you, like, cortisone shots and that. They'll get you on the methadone. They say, yeah, that's pain relief. Mm. People, you know, you got 70-year-old men, 60-year-old men sitting here, you know, they're on the methadone, and they don't, you know, for back pain. And you think, you know, when they can turn around and give them the right medication for it so they can heal them and put the young fellas on the program, so they don't. So when they do get out, they're on it, and they, you know, that's where it's got to change in the prison, not just outside. It's got to happen in here for them to get out, and then it will work for them, you know. Because if there's in here sticking, you know, things in their arms and that, when they the day they get out, they're going to do the same thing.